And this Sunday, we are going to see the 109th running of the DK Quarries Kimber Cup at the Port Lincoln Racecourse. Joining us to talk us through everything that's going to be happening on Sunday, the president of the Kimber Racing Club, Michael Seale. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Kimber Cup running on Sunday, and with those restrictions being lifted last week, density limits, capacity limits, return to normal.
Yeah, it's fantastic news for our meeting coming up, Keith. A lot of the ladies are clean dancers or think they're very good at it, so that'll be very, very exciting for them with the fantastic Chris Kenny band playing.
That is going to be a wonderful day out at Ravendale. And what time are we expecting gates to open on the day? Is it 11 o'clock?
It'll be 11 o'clock, Keith. Yeah, people get there early and have all their check-in requirements ready. That will make things easier for people on the gate, which will be great.
Very much looking forward to that, especially as we say now those restrictions have been lifted. So with those restrictions going away, can they buy tickets at the gate? Because you said people are on the gate.
They can book through moshtix.com.au, Keith, or there will be general admission tickets at the gate. There are still some marquee tickets available, but they're shortening up very quickly. So anyone that is still looking for a marquee booking, they can go to MoshTix or email, contact Megan, our secretary, on 0428 272 337, or send an email at kimberracingclub@outlook.com.
And that number again is 0428 272 337. We're speaking this morning with Michael Seale, president of the Kimber Racing Club, about the running of the 109th DK Quarries Kimber Cup happening this Sunday at Ravendale Racecourse. And Michael, as you said, plenty of entertainment on offer during the day. Plenty there for the kids as well?
There is, mate. There'll be a bouncing castle and face painting and lollies for the kids. So being a Sunday, it traditionally has more youngsters there because they haven't got their school requirements, of course. So, yeah, it's a great family day out for the whole family.
And when can we expect the fielding? I understand acceptances were made yesterday. Was that preliminary?
That's correct, mate. As you're aware, there's been a lot of horses racing locally on the coast here. So the fields are going to be large, acceptances will be at 9:30 tomorrow morning. And we're expecting a very strong book of fields.
Very much looking forward to that, because it is one of the great events, as we know, the Kimber Cup, but the DK Quarries Kimber Cup, I should say, and making sure that we take advantage of those extra horses that have been running locally because of all those closures previously. Does it look like, on a preliminary basis, that you're going to have a stronger field than normal, or is it the typically strong field?
It'll be a typically strong list of horses that are racing here in Port Lincoln and on the Eyre Peninsula. We would expect that John Dunn would bring some horses over again, and perhaps one or two others from Adelaide. So looking forward to a great day of racing and entertainment for everyone.
Absolutely. That's the 109th DK Quarries Kimber Cup running this Sunday at the Ravendale Racecourse. Gates open at 11, and you can book tickets at moshtix.com.au or at the gate, and marquee tickets going very quickly, so make sure you do get along to MoshTix if you want in there. Michael Seale from the Kimber Racing Club, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks, Keith, and a big thank you to all our sponsors. So we can't race without those guys. So I'll just make quick mention of those. DK Quarries, of course. Leanard Engineering. Roto By Engineering. Vennings Auto Electrics. Vennings Brothers Kimber. West Coast Bitumen. The Marina Hotel have been supporting us since we've started racing down here 19 years ago. So a big thank you to them. Elders Insurance. And Richard Hill and his crew from EP Livestock and Real Estate. We thank all those people very much.